The introduced camel is providing a lucrative industry for many remote indigenous communities. One reason is that they're classified as a pest and wild beast that needs to be removed from Australia's inland deserts. An Aboriginal elder in South Australia's far northeast has hired a camel musterer to help remove them from the land. It's providing job opportunities in communities where most people are unemployed. Nicola Gage reports.
Paid employment is hard to come by in the Ananew, Pitjantjatjara, Yunkinjatjara lands. The majority of people are on welfare payments and there's a high rate of alcohol and drug abuse. But one traditional elder has set out to change that.
It's really important and exciting for young people, you know. They want to do it. And the government is talking about giving young people real jobs. That's what we're trying to do.
Frank Young is a Pitjantjatjara man. He doesn't own a phone, so he's speaking from the local store. He's hired a camel musterer to help a group of his people muster camels around the Armitage community. They're trucking 300 to 400 a week to abattoirs in Queensland and South Australia. But Mr Young says it didn't begin as a way to make money.
They're damaging our waterholes, rock holes, and sometimes they come into, when it's summertime, they'll come into communities and break air condition and break taps and push tank down. That's what they do.
But Frank Young's is only one project. There's another three local Aboriginal groups running camel operations in the region.
We're setting up other projects as well over at Pitjantjatjara, and we've already got one operating down near Fregon. And the camels are being trucked off and turned into food for other people.
Richard Priest is the general manager of the APY Executive Council. He says the small industry is beginning to formalise.
We've got road trains that normally carry cows coming in, picking up camels. We've got yards. We've got people out on horses and in bull catchers moving camels around and putting them in yards and sending them off on trucks. It's fabulous.
Training Aboriginal communities is one part of the federal government's $19 million feral camel management project. It's been criticised for concentrating too heavily on culling the beast when it could provide a viable industry. The project is in its third out of 4 years.
Any of these things take time to gear. You know, it's not, you need abattoirs that are capable of dealing with camels. You need people who are capable of mustering. So all of that is building, as are all the other forms of control. I mean, the program's trained 300 people in camel mustering and handling. So there's lots of those things that have happened under the program.
Jan Ferguson is the project's manager. She says industry has always been an important part of controlling camel populations, but there needs to be an integrated approach. 370 camels have also been culled by aerial shooting from the Nullarbor Desert in recent weeks.
It's something that takes time. It's not just throwing more money at something, at this issue, doesn't fix it any quicker. It's actually something that takes while, it takes time to logistically set up to operate in outback Australia. So it is a longer term program.
Lauren Brisbane is the president of the Camel Industry Association.
In the early stages of the national project, it was disappointing that even though that we had Indigenous involvement, largely that the utilisation of camels for commercial use was largely ignored. It was focused on culling. But, you know, industry and the Indigenous communities have shown that by working effectively together, that this is the solution to feral camel management in Australia is by, you know, working with industry.
With many people looking for work, APY manager Richard Priest says it's the right way forward.
They know the country brilliantly. Yes, that's right. They know where they go. They know how to track. They know how to herd them together and get them into yards. So this is a good thing to see.
APY manager Richard Priest, ending Nicola Gage's report.